Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just being the head of my life, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the word on today, Lord Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that the words that I'm sharing may be an encouragement for those who hear, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, that it would touch their mind, their body, and their soul, Lord. Bless this word, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Now, we have been discussing God's love. God's love, I mean, it's with us daily. And if nothing gets you through, it's God's love. Amen. Amen. I just want to share the scriptures. Well, first of all, I want to say, as Elder so eloquently shared with us last week, we barely scratched the surface of understanding, experiencing, and sharing God's love for us. She read and explored several versions of Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3. To me, Paul seems to focus heavily on love, the unity of the Christian church, and the incredible value of our salvation through Christ. Today, I just want to say God's love for us is seen right from the start. And when I say right from the start, the love of God is manifested from the start through his creation, the fall of man, and the deliverance from judgment, and to the people. He has been shown from the events that have occurred in the Bible's first book of Genesis, and is still shown to the people of this generation. The scriptures I'm going to be coming from today will be Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, as well as 1 John 4. Verses 7 through 11. I'm sorry, Genesis 1 and 2 are on pages 2 through 4, so in the voice. And 1 John 4 is on page 1560. I will be coming out of the voice version. And we're talking about love. And I know you talked about love so much. I tell you, I love this church because we the love church. First, let me define love. Now, we have heard of agape love. It is unconditional love, the highest form of love, charity, and love of God for man and of man for God. I also read the Oxford English Dictionary, and it said God's love in creation in Genesis is defined as benevolence and affection toward people or towards creation. In Genesis 1 and 2, it says, in the beginning, God created everything, the heavens above and the earth below. Here's what happened. At first, the earth lacked shape and was totally empty, and a dark fog draped over the deep, while God's spirit wind hovered over the surface of the empty waters. Then there was the voice of God. Now, you know, I'm not going to go through and tell you everything. I'm just going to paraphrase it a little bit. That in 6 days, God created day, night, land, plants, stars, the sun, the moon, the seas had fish, sea creatures. There were birds and all types of flying species were able to produce their own, kind. There was wild and domesticated animals and creatures of all shapes and sizes. And on top of that, he created man. Amen.
Amen.
Everything that God created was beautiful and good. God shows us his love for man by preparing a perfect place to be their home and giving them the responsibility to care for it. In Genesis 2, verse 4 through 6, it says, it's a detailed story of the eternal God's singular work in creating all that exists. On the day the heavens and earth were created, there were no plants or vegetation to cover the earth. The fields were barren and empty because the eternal God had not sent the rains to nourish the soil or anyone to tend to it. In those days, a mist rose up from the ground to blanket the earth, and its vapors irrigated the land. One day, the eternal God scooped dirt out the ground, sculpted it in the shape we call human, breathed the breath and gives life into the nostrils of the human, and the human became a living soul. Wow. I tell you, can you imagine if you walked out there? I mean, no cars or anything out there. It was just vacant. You know, every now and then I'll drive up 26th Street or Church Street right there at, what is it, Church and I want to say, well, right there on Church Street. They had an empty lot. The lot was empty. And the people are out there making a garden. And I'm telling you, it is beautiful to take that empty, it was like an empty wasteland. Because, you know, in that area, it's just so much crime. But to build it up, can you just imagine that? And God did this. He did this. And it's so amazing. Genesis 26, now let us conceive a new creation, humanity, made in our image, fashioned according to our likeness, and let us grant them authority over all the earth, the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, the domesticated animals and the small creeping creatures on the earth. So God did just that. He created humanity in his image. He created them male and female. Then God blessed them and gave them this directive. Be fruitful and multiply. Populate the earth. I make you trustees of my estate. So care for my creation and rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and every creature that roams the earth. Look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant that grows on the earth and every fruit-bearing tree. They will be your food and your nourishment. As for all the wild animals and the birds and every small creeping creature, everything that breathes the breath of life, I have given them every green plant for food. And it happened just as God said. Then God surveyed everything, and he had made savoring its beauty and appreciating its goodness. Everything God gave way to morning. I mean, evening gave way to morning, and that was day six. So God created this all in 6 days. Can y'all imagine? Isn't that beautiful? And on the seventh day, he rested. I mean, he rested. And so, in chapter 2, it says, and so now we see how the Creator swept into being the spangled heavens, the earth, and their hosts in 6 days. On the seventh day, with the canvas of the cosmos completed, God paused his labor and rested. Thus God blessed day seven and made it special, an open time to pause, for pause and restoration, a sacred zone of Sabbath keeping, because God rested for all the work he had done in creation that day. On that seventh day, I think God wanted us to just rest. He wants us to look at what all he created, and he wants us to take care of it, because what's going on sometimes in this earth is horrible. I mean, we could take it anywhere from diseases to wars. You know, it's destroying the earth. And God doesn't want that. We are here and he made us keepers of this earth. And he wants us to continue to keep it up. God shows his love for man by creating him in his image. In Genesis 2:7, one day the eternal God scooped dirt out of the ground, sculpted it and shaped it, called it human, breathed and gave it life into the nostrils. Human, and the human became a living soul. The eternal God, amen, and he became a living soul. So what does God's love in Genesis have to do with us today? I say it has a whole lot to do with us. As God created the heavens and earth, he created the Garden of Eden. Amen. Mm-hmm. He created it. After God gives, The eternal God placed a newly made man in the Garden of Eden in order to work the ground and care for it. He made certain demands of man regarding life in the garden. And what God, what did God tell us? He said, eat freely from any and all trees in the garden. I only require that you abstain from eating the fruit of one tree, the tree of knowledge and good and evil. Beware, the day you eat the fruit of the tree, you will certainly die. After God gives man this directive, he realized something was missing. And when I read that, I was like, wow. God gave that directive to man. You know, I'm not making any excuses for Eve, but Eve wasn't there yet. Was she?
Nope.
She wasn't there. He gave it to God. And it's not good for man to be alone. So I want to create a companion for him, a perfectly suited partner. So out of the same ground, what did God do? That ground, the man was made. The eternal God sculpted every sort of animal and every kind of bird that flies in the sky. Then he brought them to man and gave him the authority to name each creature as he saw fit. Whatever he decided to call them, that became their name. Thus, man chose names for domesticated animals, birds, wild beasts, but none of these creatures was a right and proper partner for Adam. So the eternal God put him in a deep sleep. He put Adam to sleep. And he removed one of his ribs from his side, and he closed the flesh around the opening. He formed the woman from the wood rib, taken out of man, and presented her to him. At last, a suitable companion, well, a perfect partner for Adam. Bone from my bone, flesh from my flesh, I will call this one woman. And an eternal reminder that she was taken out of man. Now, this is the reason a man leaves his father and his mother and is united with his wife, and the two became one flesh. In those days, the man and his wife were both naked, and they weren't ashamed. God created man, and he created woman. What does God's love do for us? When filled with God's love, we can do anything and understand things that we could not otherwise do or see or understand. God's love is truly deep, it's wide, and it's high. God's love is unconditional. God's love also has expectations and requirements. He doesn't stop loving us if we mess up. But I know he expects us to do better. In 1 John 4, verse 7-11, it says, My loved ones, let us devote ourselves to loving one another. Love comes straight from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and truly knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Because of this, the love of God is a reality among us. Today, when I said, what does love in Genesis have to do with us today? God sent his only son into the world so that we could find true life through him. This is the embodiment of true love. Not that we have loved God first, but that he loved us and sent his unique son on a special mission to become an atoning sacrifice for our sin. So my loved ones, if God loved us so sacrificially, surely we should love one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In closing, as God created the heavens and the earth, man in his image, he created the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve, a home to work and care for. God placed us here on earth, all of us, to continue to manage that creation that he created. He wants us to abide in him, love one another as he loves us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you for our word on today, Lord Jesus. Lord, just continue to just bless us, Lord. Continue to keep us, Lord. Continue, Lord, to just keep us to abide in you, Lord. Continue to just show us your love, Lord Jesus. And we continue to show our love one to another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.